Hello po sa inyong lahat. Good morning, everyone. Welcome po sa ating Soul Devo for today. It's a Wednesday once again. So, purihin ang Panginoon. And tayo po ay muling nandito sa ating weekly na program called Soul Devo, kung saan we are spending time meditating on the Word of God together. At ang ating pinagbibigyan ng focus ngayon ay yung Gospel of Luke, and we are almost done with it. Malapit na tayong matapos. We are now, nandun tayo sa last two chapters, 23 and 24. And purihin ang Panginoon, no, sa bawat isa sa inyo na nandito ngayon, na kayo ay nakikinig. At I pray na itong ating pag-uusapan today ay makaka-benefit sa inyo, makakatulong sa bawat isa. Amen? So, I hope that our sound and everything else is okay. Just let me know if there are any problems. I hope na things are just all right as far as our technical aspect is concerned. So, makikita nyo sa background ko, yung bookshelf ko unti-unti nagkakabuhay. We're still in the process of transferring. Meron pa kaming huling mga bagay na kailangan kunin from our old house. And then we still have to clean up the house before we turn over the keys. So yung mga books ko na lang ang nasa, you know, panghuling agenda. So do pray na makuha na ito by this Saturday and everything else para malinis na rin yung bahay, so that we can turn over the house, at least malinis-linis naman, hindi naman yung parang sobrang dumi. So, thank you so much for praying for us, and do pray na makapag-ano na kami talaga, you know, makaayos na, maraming pa mga bagay na kailangan ayusin sa aming bahay, pero God willing, things would be all right. Medyo inuunti-unti lang namin kasi siyempre medyo seniors na po ang inyong yours truly. And hindi pwedeng masyadong mapapagod. Well, today, dadako na tayo sa salita ng Panginoon. And our topic today is entitled Faith in the Resurrection. Now, of course, faith is very important. Alam naman natin yan. But faith in the Resurrection is truly very important kasi kung yung resurrection, of course, bilang bedrock ng ating Christian faith, ay hindi tayo convinced na mahirapan tayo to testify or even to live the Christian life, no? Yung resurrection talaga very important yan, sentro yan sa ating pananampalatayang. I suppose even more than just the birth of Christ, although that's important also. Pero yung resurrection, kasi that's the capstone. That makes everything come together, you know. Sabi nga ni Paul, if Jesus did not rise again, then your faith is, kumbaga, in vain. So, very important na magkaroon tayo ng faith sa resurrection. However, ang problema natin is that we were not there, no? And of course, you know, hindi natin pwedeng ulitin yung event na yun. So we rely on testimony, we rely on witnesses. But I do believe na ngayon sa pag-aaralan natin, we're going to look at Luke 23, starting in verse 50, all the way to chapter 24, verse 12. Makikita natin na merong mga reasonable na proofs. In fact, there are four reasonable proofs that we are going to talk about this morning. So, i-ready na po natin ang sarili natin. Let's come before the Lord at i-set natin yung heart natin sa Kanya. Let's meditate on God's Word together. Nalangin po tayo. Lord, maraming salamat sa iyo, Heavenly Father, sa biyaya mo, Panginoon, na kami ay nagising at muli nandito kami. We are here together and we're ready to meditate on your word together, Panginoon. So, Lord, we pray that you would speak to us, that you would bring clarity into our hearts and minds, And most of all, that we may have faith, Lord God, in this central teaching of the Christian faith, which is the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, that tulungan mo kami na makita namin how reasonable our faith in the resurrection is. And thank you, Lord. May this encourage us to live the Christian life more and testify of the good news and share our faith with others and preach the gospel. Lord, tunay nga when our conviction is strong, then we can stand before people and testify of the good news about Jesus Christ our Savior. So maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you, Lord. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So, like I was saying, you know, bagamat wala tayo doon, our faith in the resurrection is not unreasonable. It's not parang we're trying to just force it. There are reasonable proofs, you know. And we are going to look into each one. There are four of them right now sa text natin. The first, okay, has to do with the burial of Jesus. And of course, that is very important kasi some people claim or siguro they try to parang say na hindi naman talaga namatay si Jesus. Because the resurrection would really mean nothing if Jesus did not really die. Some people think na he just fainted or something like that. No? Of course, that is not the testimony of witnesses. Instead, what we find is the actual death and burial of Jesus. And we see this in Luke 23, verses 50 to 56. Wherein we are told, you know, in at least two perspectives, that there is no doubt that Jesus actually died and was buried. So, tayo po, basahin po natin to. Let's read this. Starting in verse 50 of chapter 23. Now, there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council, a good and upright man. So, this guy, si Joseph, was a member of the council. Now, if you remember, the council was the one who decided to execute Jesus. And most likely, the way he's described dito, he's a member, no, of the council and a good and upright man, seems to indicate na hindi siya nakibahagi doon. But nevertheless, it's important na merong third party who is going to be involved in the burial of Jesus, as we are about to see. Sabi ngayon, who had not consented to their decision and action. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. So he was a godly person. He was a person, you know, being a member of the council, that means he's looked upon by others. Okay? And then sabi ngayon, going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body. Now, you know, normally, of course, yung mga taong ini-execute during that time, they're just left to rot, you know, or decay in public. Hindi sila nililibing, you know, that's part of the shame. People who are executed for crimes are left to rot, you know, outside. They're not buried. Also, in relation to this, you know, going to Pilate, that means he, Joseph of Arimathea, had a very, you know, strong connection, you know, with Pilate, for him to be, sabi natin, bold enough, no, to ask for the body of Jesus. Again, you know, if it were not true na namatay si Jesus, you know, all of that would be meaningless. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, kasi, you know, pinagtalunan ng mga soldiers yung kanyang clothes, so he's naked, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. So the detail, you know, sinasabi sa atin, all these details, you know, tell us na it was really, you know, a indication that Jesus truly died. No, of course, siyempre hindi nag-iisa si Joseph of Arimathea in, you know, making this kind of action, kasi mabigat siyempre yung katawan ni Jesus, so he probably had helpers, but it is not indicated in the text. And then sabi, it was preparation day and the Sabbath was about to begin. So, you know, this was, bale, you know, from Friday evening to Saturday evening or sundown. So, yun yung tinatawag nilang preparation day. So, that ends that particular part. And then we are told on the next part, sabi nga, the women would come with Jesus from Galilee, followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it. You know, not so much where his body was laid, but how his body was laid in it. So again, there are these witnesses, you know, the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee. So, ang ano rito, ang parang ini-emphasize ni Luke dito sa narrative nito is that Jesus actually did die and was buried, you know. And then sabi niya, and then they went home and prepared spices and perfumes, but they rested on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment. So we can see from here, no, na kasi minsan mayroong mga tao who are trying to parang make it appear as if the disciples, you know, were hallucinating or something. There's no such thing, you know. They are totally convinced na Jesus died, and they saw that he was buried, so they had no expectations whatsoever. No, wala silang parang hallucination. Oh, so Jesus will rise. In fact, on the contrary, they saw it as parang the end, you know, the final end of their master Jesus. So, in other words, there could not have been parang a connivance or something para nakawin yung katawan or anything like that. They were just discouraged and basically mourning and grieving. And they accepted the fact that Jesus already died. So, ihanda na nila yung mga perfumes and herbs to prepare the body. So, this is the first reasonable proof of the resurrection. That, you know, the burial of Jesus, the death and burial of Jesus is in fact a testimony, a proof. Because how could we say that Jesus rose again from the dead if he was not dead? He was in fact dead. At walang ano doon, question. You know, Joseph of Arimathea, who had nothing to do with, you know, hindi naman siya kabahagi ng mga 12 disciples. He was part of the council. You know, he knew and he saw that Jesus was dead already, and he asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate also made sure in the other gospels, you know, that he was dead, and he was buried. You know, you don't bury a person hindi dead, di ba? So this is the first one, and I hope that we can see, you know, that when we say that I believe that Jesus rose again from the dead. That means I do believe that he really died, you know, and he was really buried. Kasama nga yan dun sa Apostolic Creed, you know, that he died and was buried. That he was not parang some make-believe event. It was a real event. And that also is a very important testimony for me, you know, and for you, that death is not the end of everything. That the resurrection of Jesus gives us hope na yung physical death is not a period, but a comma that ushers us into a new reality in the presence of the Lord. And one day there will be a resurrection, our resurrection as promised by the Lord. So very important yun, yung reality na yun. And death being the symbol of all, the culmination of all suffering, it's the last enemy, sabi ni Paul. It's very important for us to recognize. Now, the second reasonable proof is the absence of his body. Now, you know, we can read that in the next chapter, in chapter 24, verses 1 to 3. So, basahin natin yun para we can understand that. Sabi nga, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, so that would be a Sunday, no? The women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. Again, they were not expecting, you know, that Jesus will not be there. Otherwise, ba't sila pupunta rin sa tomb? Diba? Then they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Now, apparently that's a big stone, no? That's why it's being mentioned here. Now, it cannot be done by the women, di nila pwedeng yun yan. And neither can anyone else because as we hear about it in the other gospels, merong mga guards dun eh, no? May mga soldiers guarding it. And there's a seal and all of that. So it's quite unlikely, no, that they or anyone else could try to steal that body. Pero sabi ganyan, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. A very significant yan, you know. They did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. So this is the second reasonable proof. Kasi when you think about it, napakadali for the opponents or the enemies of Christianity to just bring down the faith as early as possible simply by producing the body. And like I said, you know, during that time, it would be quite a task, you know, now. Punta ka doon ng madaling araw, may soldiers, you know, and kunin mo yung body, and you know, all of that. And the fact that yung mga disciples themselves were all discouraged and convinced, and they would not attempt something as brazen as parang going there, you know. Kaya, ano eh, unlikely yung mga theories ng mga tao, you know, that muna na, inimatay lang si Jesus. That could not be. He could not be fainted kasi he was buried eh. Okay? Or sinabi parang, you know, nagkamali lang sila ng punta ng tomb. Baka ibang tomb yun. Again, that's a very unlikely thing kasi they saw where he was laid and they saw how he was laid. Okay? And they went there for the purpose of, you know, putting perfume and everything sa body ni Jesus. They were not there to, you know, for anything else. So the only logical explanation is that, you know, it really did happen and the body of Jesus was not there, you know. They could, you know, there's one thing na siguro nakikita niyo sa mga pictures or even the gospels themselves testify to this. Na nandun yung cloak mismo eh, naka, you know. And for people to do anything with the tombs, ang purpose nila is to steal, you know, hindi yung body, but whatever valuable thing na nandoon, like the clothes, you know, or something. So it's really illogical, you know. Although hindi natin masasabi na absolute yun, but nevertheless, it if you put together the evidence, you know, Jesus was actually buried, and then when the women went to the tomb. The stone was rolled away, and the question is who rolled the stone, diba? And then the body was not there. So I want us to think about it. Na yung faith natin sa resurrection is not parang an hallucination on our part or parang we're just trying to convince ourselves. There is reasonable proof. Now, of course, it's not what you call empirical proof. Ano ba ibig sabihin nun? May empirical proof is katulad ng ginagawa sa science, you know, wherein you repeat something, you experiment, you know, in order to prove a certain theory. Now, you know, may mga bagay that can be determined through empirical evidence, tulad ng mga experimentation, kaya meron tayong science. But not everything, you know. For example, mga historical events tulad nito can only be verified through witnesses. And we have to make sure that the witnesses agree, no? That there is no parang connivance, no? Walang yung parang nagkasundo sila to, you know? In fact, yan isang dahilan lang why when you read the Gospels, sometimes there are differences, okay? Because yung mga Gospel writers, sila Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, hindi sila nag-meeting para pagkasunduan kung ano yung sasabihin nila. Each of them spoke from their recollection and you know experience and also from their research, like in the case of Luke, no? So sa madaling salita, there's no connivance. The fact na merong mga details that are mentioned na kung tutusin is parang arbitrary, no? But they are, I know, they're all part, if you put them all together. Sabi natin that our faith in the resurrection is reasonable. Okay, we do believe that Jesus rose again because of the testimony of those who were there, and also the facts of the case as told to us through the narrative itself. And then the third, reasonable proof is the testimony of angels. Okay, now from verses 4 to 8, we are told about the appearance, of angels. Luke 24, 4 to 8. Basahin natin yan. Okay? Sabi sa verse 4, while they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. So the way it is described, tells us that these are no ordinary human beings. No? They in clothes sila gleamed in like lightning. Sa gitna ng madaling araw, sa gabi, no? Okay, so this is a special apparition, no? Of angelic beings. By the way, ang mga angels, hindi lagi may pakpak yan. In fact, ang may pakpak lang ayon sa scripture, yung mga cherubim. Normally, yung mga angels, no, na nag-a-appear on earth are just, they look, like human beings, although medyo meron silang, kakaibang, pero wala silang wings. Okay, extra information for you. Anyway, sabi nga nandun sa susunod na verse, in their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. So, obviously, hindi nila parang hindi ito mga soldiers or anything. These are, angelic beings. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? So, this is a mild rebuke, no? To the women. Kasi wala naman silang ina-expect eh. They are expecting that Jesus' body will be there because he is dead. Pero sabi ng angel sa kanila, why do you look, for the living among the dead? Which means Jesus rose again from the dead. And then, pag sinabi natin Jesus rose again from the dead, we don't mean to say na parang na-revive lang siya and then he just continued on his life. Hindi, he entered a different mode of existence, no? That of resurrection. Okay? And then sabi nga niyan sa verse 6, he is not here, he has risen, sabi ng angels. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee. So, the angel is trying to remind them kasi sa gitna ng mga trauma and tragedy, nakalimutan na nila yung mga sinabi ni Jesus. Okay? And that's true also even for us today. In our day-to-day life and in all the challenges of our life, sometimes we forget what the Lord Jesus has said and has promised. And kaya nga napakahalaga that we are grounded in God's Word palagi. Kasi the Word of God is what gives us an anchor sa buhay natin. No, very important yan. Now in verse 7, sabi ngayon, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. In other words, the angels are trying to remind them exactly what Jesus said about what would happen. It was not parang some kind of accident or nagtulungan lang siya, ng mga tao. No, this is actually according to the preordained will of the sovereign God. And so, sabi nga niyan in the last verse 8, then they remembered his words. Then they remembered his words. Kaya nga very central ang resurrection. Because for everything that Jesus said and did and if he did not rise from the dead, all of that would be basically nothing. Just like all the religious leaders in the world who came and were gone, after a while, marami sila mga tinuro, sinabi, but they're gone, tapos na. And so whatever it is that they said, kahit gaano pa kaganda yun, would be meaningless. Okay? Or at least, at the most siguro, masasabi natin, mga good principles lang yan. But in the case of Jesus, it's different because he claims to be the Son of God. He claims to be the Savior of all mankind. He claims to be the one who can forgive sins. So we're not just talking about some nice, parang platitudes or sayings. He's talking about himself, the identity. No? He, the Son of God, and he sabi niya, if anyone has seen me, has seen the Father. So we're not talking about parang meron lang siya magagandang mga sinabi. We're talking about the very person of Jesus. And so if he did not, if he died and he did not rise again, then all of that would be meaningless. But surely, ito nga yung conviction natin. We do believe that he rose again from the dead. We have reasonable proofs about that. First is that the fact that Jesus was in fact buried. There was no parang pretension about it. Secondly, you know, the absence of his body was evidence. You know, people could not produce it, no matter, you know, I mean, for those who were there, who were alive, you know, it's samudadalin yun. You can easily just produce that and you can quell the Christian faith right at the bud, you know, right at the very beginning. And then the testimony of the angels, again, a very powerful proof, you know, that indeed he has risen, okay? And it took, of course, that announcement from the angels to clarify what happened. Now, of course, we were not there, no? We were not there. No, none of us was there, okay? And so what do we rely on? I think it's reasonable, you know, to believe what was told us through this narrative. And Luke himself, you know, made sure, like in chapter 1, naalala niyo, he made sure of everything that he was going to record. He researched them according to eyewitnesses. No? But in the end, of course, yung resurrection is truly by faith. It's truly by faith. Okay? Yung mga nangyari during that time, yung sa tomb and how Jesus rose again from the dead, merong mga later accounts, you know, mga apocrypha, mga books that are not considered authoritative, like the Gospel of Peter. Okay, makikinig doon sa mga, you know, Gospel of ganyan, Gospel of ganyan. Apat lang ang Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sa National Geographic and other places, marami silang inintroduce ng iba pang mga writings. But these are, ika nga, not recognized as authoritative. Anyway, doon sa mga books na yun, para dinidetalye nila yung mga pangyayari, you know? Like an angel went into the tomb, ginising si Jesus, and so forth. We don't have that information, you know, sa mga gospels. And the reason is, I think, ultimately, even though we have reasonable proof, ultimately, it's still by faith. Because we were not there. We are simply told of what happened, you know, that Jesus rose again from the dead. And so, in the end, you know, we have to just trust, you know, in these testimonies. And then the final one is, I think, very strong, is the mention of women in Luke 24, 9 to 12. The women are mentioned. And the reason why that is very strong, because if you're trying to prove something during that time, the last thing that you would use would be the testimony of women. Because they are not considered reliable. So therefore, kung merong nag-e-effort na talagang convincing yung mga tao, he would not mention the women. The fact that they mentioned, that Luke mentions the women, no, and all by name, indicates na, you know, there's no other way around it except this is really what happened. So, sabi sa verse 9, you know, let's read that. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. When your faith is secure, no, in the resurrection, you can actually be a very powerful witness. You can evangelize very powerfully pag ikaw ay mayroong conviction about the resurrection. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. So specifically mention yung mga women who at that point in time were still alive, and most likely ito yung source ni Luke for this information. No? But they did not believe the women. Yung nga, gaya sinabi ko sa inyo, they are not, you know, normally used even in courts or anywhere. Because their words seem to them like nonsense. So, you know, yung mga disciples, hindi sila nag-hallucinate. Hindi sila, si Jesus rose again in spite of the evidence. In fact, ano sila eh? Hindi sila convinced eh. They really feel na parang, you know, parang all of these things are nonsense. Jesus died, nakita nila yon, he was buried, you know. That's it. Now, the last statement is Peter himself. So, Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves. And he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. You know, the linen lying by themselves, ibig sabihin, hindi siya parang minadali na, you know, it's just parang nakalagay doon na maayos, lying by themselves. And he went away wondering to himself what had happened. So that statement, again, you know, parang puts everything into the proper perspective. So, ano-ano yung mga reasonable proofs, you know? First is the burial of Jesus, which nakita talaga na nila. And then the absence of his body. And then the testimony of angels. And then the mention of women. Now, all of these things are not absolute proofs in the sense na parang, you know, sigurado ka ba dyan? But rather, these are reasonable proofs. And hindi tayo kinakailangan matinag doon because there are many things in our life that we believe in because they're reasonable. Even though we could not prove it or we're not there, you know. So, merong mga ebidensya that gives us a strong conviction that this indeed has happened. So, in other words, what I'm saying, you know, the proof of Jesus' resurrection comes only to those who have faith. And some would not believe kahit ano i-present mo. But I do believe it's reasonable. Indeed, I do believe that Jesus rose again from the dead. And I hope that you do also, you know, and everyone else. Because naniniwala ako na when you have faith in the resurrection, then you can be very effective in your Christian life kasi alam mo what you believe in. You can live each day with conviction and hope. You can share the gospel very powerfully kasi alam mo yung faith mo. And, you know, pag may mga trials in life, knowing that Jesus rose again from the dead, alam mo na, okay, these things are only for now. But one day, Jesus will come back and we will rise from the dead. This is what he promised. And the resurrection is proof of that. So, you know, very important po. Very important. We may not have absolute proof, but we have reasonable proof. And that's good enough. Amen? I hope na mapag-isipan nyo ito and that you would consider it so that your faith in the resurrection would be grounded in a deeper conviction. Don't be deceived by people. Yung mga story ng mga tao na nag-question about the resurrection are not based on reasonable facts, but they are just suppositions. And, you know, nagagawa lang sila ng mga kanya-kanyang scenario, but it's not based on the actual narratives, historical narratives. The Gospel of Luke is a historical narrative. No? And that's a different field altogether, of course, when we are studying a certain document, going to buy historical or not. But, you know, there are ways of doing that. It's called textual criticism. But anyway, I won't go into that right now. For now, gusto ko lang sabihin sa inyo, if you believe in the resurrection like I do, okay, magalala. It's a very reasonable kind of faith. No, hindi tayo nag-hallucinate, hindi tayo nag-iimbento. There are evidences to this. No, even though they're not absolute, but they're reasonable enough for you and me to live by faith each day today, knowing that Jesus again, you know, I mean, Jesus rose again from the dead. Purihin ang Panginoon. Tayo po ay manalangin. Father, continue to help us, Panginoon, to grow and to deepen in our faith, especially in the resurrection. Upang sa ganun, Lord God, we can live our lives today knowing fully well that the resurrection really did happen. And help us to testify about Jesus boldly, knowing that He is alive, that He rose again from the dead. Tulungan niyo po kami na yung resurrection will truly be the bedrock of our convictions. And help us, O Lord, to live according to the risen Christ. And Lord, may the power of the resurrection be at work in us as well to transform us each day. Maraming salamat po, Panginoon. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.